It's your girl, Queen Sunny Honey, and welcome to another edition of Freedom Friday. That's right, guys. Welcome, welcome. This is the Caribbean Radio Show. We are the Knowledge Station. Did you know that in South Africa, it is Women's History Month? So as we close it out on this amazing time of year, I want to bring to you one of the soul sisters from my southern town. I want to bring you the very best woman that we could ever honor on this day. When I tell you, just a few minutes ago, I was able to reconnect with someone from my childhood who, that as we manifest greatness into adulthood, has reached out. Without further ado, I present to you Empress Nikki. Are you on the line?
Thank you. Thank you for such a wonderful introduction. I don't even know if I can live up to all those accolades, but I am so wonderfully, wonderfully thankful for you having me on the show today.
Thank you for joining us, honey. When you reached out, the timing was perfect. For all the people listening out there, where are you calling from?
I am calling from the big town of Sumter, located in the southern state of South Carolina.
All right. Tell them how you and Queen Sunny Honey met, honey. Please give the people the details.
Well, as far as us, well, you know, we grew up together, and we started out in just, you know, going to school together, and then we just, our paths just converged. And, you know, God has a way of placing people strategically in your life at certain times for you to inspire and empower one another. And sometimes in life we may separate. But again, God has a way of reconnecting you. And when the Lord places something in your spirit, you have to seek and find what it is that He wants you to do.
That's right. I'm so grateful that you are obedient, just to know that you reached out at the perfect timing. I was like, oh, now this is a blessing, limitless blessings. So tell us, after high school, what did you do, Nikki?
Well, you know, some of us move on to great things, and some of us have little minor detours before we can get back to those great things. After high school, I went on to college, and after college, I got married and had two children and continued on the little path of motherhood, doing what we do best, multitask, work, come home and deal with the children, and, you know, raise them up. They are now 18, or will be, one will be 18 in 2 weeks, and then the other one will be 15 in 6 weeks.
Wow. Where did you go for undergrad?
The University of South Carolina.
Gamecock.
Yes, a Gamecock for life. And then now I am currently obtaining my master's. December 5th, 2021 cannot come fast enough for me.
Early congratulations. What are you getting your master's in?
I'm majoring in organizational leadership with a concentration in human resource management.
Did y'all hear that, guys? Now, this is a game changer. When you have a woman of color in human resources, honey, no more gentrification. The new hire shall be melanated. This is an exciting time for all of us. Oh, wow. Now, you said
Absolutely. Because, you know, I'm a firm believer in making sure that you have the right people in the right position and making sure that bus is headed in the right direction.
What inspired you to go into this field?
Well, you know, in the South, it is basically more so the good old boy system. It's not so much as what you know, but who you know. And a lot of the jobs that are currently being held now are being held by males, and the males are dominating the industry. But, you know, we as women, we have been the supportive background for men and for organizations, period. But we don't get our accolades. And a lot of times we have to embrace one another as females and empower and inspire each other to excel. Men working the same jobs as women get paid a lot more than we do, but we put forth a lot more effort than they do. And it's given in any type of job or any situation, because we are nurturers by design, and we know what it takes to continue to hold things. Well, we are the glue that holds things together and keep things running.
Absolutely.
Not only in our families, but also in the organizations that we work for.
You know, when we're looking at gender equality, this is very paramount, because back in the day, they would assess to see if a company had actually hired enough people of color. Now we're looking at the gender and saying that traditional roles for men are almost, I'm not saying archaic, but earlier when you described yourself with motherhood and how you multitask, I'm like, now these are the leaders that we need. We need the women in these roles, because naturally you're correct. To nurture humanity and to be able to multitask, to not be one-dimensional, that is an absolute thing. It's vital. And especially coming from South Carolina, I commend you, because that good old boy system, we got to break the glass ceiling and just change the trajectory, not just for ourselves, but 250 years from now, the children, our great-great-grandchildren, should have a legacy to say that my great-grandmother was the very first. Yes. So
Absolutely.
Tell me about motherhood. Where is my nephew going? Is he going to be a USC Gamecock as well?
I think he has other aspirations. Well, we started out early, and thank God for dual enrollment, especially for children that are talented and gifted. And as far as advancing curriculums, he started out in middle school in the International Baccalaureate Program, and started taking a lot of his high school classes while in middle school. So by the time he got to high school in the ninth grade, he was basically in junior status. So ninth grade, 10th grade, it was basically his junior, senior year. And so 11th grade is when he started taking his collegiate classes. So he is currently a sophomore status, currently at University of South Carolina in Sumter.
18
as a senior in high school.
Wow. Okay, to everyone who's listening, let this be a public service announcement. When you have phenomenal children, we are held accountable to a higher standard. And look, this is pre-planning right here. This woman was Johnny on the spot in middle school. Oftentimes, I find that people in our community are waiting to pursue college conversations almost when the child is turning 18. When you said that you prepared him, what are some tips that you would give parents out there who also have gifted children? But there might be the first generation, they birthed the first generation to go off to college. What are some tips you'll give parents to actually set their kids up for success the way you have?
Well, you know, when we were coming up through school, no one took the time to explain and lay out the foundation for us as what we needed to do in college. And so when I ventured on to college, it was like an eye-opener for me, because a lot of the opportunities and stuff that I was eligible for, it was unknown to me because no one took the time to show me. So I ended up missing out on scholarship opportunities. I ended up just settling just to go to school where I could have went off somewhere and had a free ride, but I didn't know because my parents were not on the collegiate levels. All they had was just a high school education. But it just took a matter of knowing our children and preparing them for where we know they needed to be, and giving them those growth opportunities. If they're able to take advantage of any upward bound program that you may have in the area for your child, start looking at school at an early age, start asking them and what they want to be, what they want to do when they grow up. And you know, the internet was not, the technology was not as far out advanced as it was, as it is now. And a lot of things are paving the way for new opportunities through innovation and growth. Just research and develop things. Use internet, Google, web-based applications. Just start preparing them for that. And I don't know if some people have access to Duke Tip. That was also an opportunity that was given to him to start taking classes during the summer. However, we did not utilize those classes, but we utilized the tools and the resources that were available through the program. And just stay connected. Just stay connected to people who have connections to certain things. And I'm a firm believer in sowing those seeds in good soil, because if you sow those seeds in good soil, you're going to reap the benefits. The harvest is going to be plentiful for everyone within the community. And each one reach one. If you struggled in your path to excel and to become where you to become or be molded and crafted into something greatness, reach back and help someone else along the way. Sometimes our greatest victories are found in empowering and inspiring others. And, you know, the Bible says we have not because we ask not. If we don't know about certain things, ask. If you've had, or come across someone that has been a good life coach or a mentor towards you, or someone that you look up to and inspire, ask them to mentor you. If you've come across someone that has done what you want to do, or is in the field or path or study that you want or desire to be in, ask them to mentor you, give you that support and guidance you need along the way, so that way you can be where you're supposed to be what you're destined to be, and excel.
That's right. When you mentioned Upward Bound, you really hit me personally. I worked for Upward Bound. For those in our global audience that are not familiar with it, tell us about the Upward Bound program.
The Upward Bound program is geared for students in high school to be able to start preparing themselves for the college environment. It gives them the extra skills and tools they need to help them excel in class, the extra help with tutorial studies and to spruce up on your learning. And it's just basically, I guess I want to say, an avenue. It's an avenue towards preparing you for that college experience. During the summer, when other kids are out enjoying summer vacation, they're sitting in classrooms learning and expanding their mind, and also visiting and touring colleges to where they can get that college experience at an early age. And then the Upward Bound program also has that bridge that bridges you from high school to college during the summer. So it's just a good learning tool. Mostly for students that come from maybe first generation students or parents who have not gone to college, this will be definitely a great program for you to look in for your child to help prepare them for that and let them know about financial aid at an early advantage, get financial literacy under their belt, and also gives them the opportunity to apply for college and get those college waivers done.
That's right. Upward Bound was something that was a camp position for me in college. And then I remember by the time I got to my junior year, many of the students who participated in the program came on to be freshmen and my, you know, sitting in the classroom with me. So I was like, don't call me Miss anymore, you know? And now I look back and I'm like, this is just so amazing because it's like a big brother, big sister thing going on. And then suddenly their peers to get acclimated for especially people of color who have been broken from culture. I found that the Upward Bound program reconnected and gave us a rites of passage, like you said, from financial literacy to college prep. When we were coming up, we had a different world, which really just let me know I wanted the college experience, especially of a HBCU. So I applaud you as a mom. I appreciate the advice for parents, because when you don't know, you don't know. But just like you said, Nikki, there are opportunities that no one will tell you about. We just got to bust through these doors. We got to ask the right people. And like you said, seek and ye shall find. Here's a question for you. Let's say we have a teenager that's listening out there and no one gets them. What's some advice that you would give them in order for, you know, like, I don't know, as a mom, at what age did you discover this genius in your child? And what can a teenager say to the parent that could get the ball started? What advice do you have for kids out there who are like, I want this opportunity. I want to do the same thing Miss Nikki's son is doing.
Well, for my son, or for both of them, one of them, the oldest, he was always labeled a troublemaker in school. And it wasn't so much that he was labeled, that he was causing issues or causing problems in school. He was just more advanced than the students that were in his class. So he would finish his work prior to them getting their work done, and just sit there and be quote unquote a distraction. A lot of the times we have standardized testing for our kids that do not captivate them or does not capture them as a whole. So they're held or labeled to the certain standards that standardized testing have, but their child could have had a bad day. But is exceptionally smart. What I would suggest for the teens is that challenge yourselves. Do a little bit more extra work. After having conversations with several of his teachers, it came to be that he wasn't being challenged enough. If you're in school and you're just breezing your way through, then you're not being challenged enough, and you're not doing yourself any justice by just breezing your way through school. You should strive to want to learn more. You should find something that challenges you, because if it's too easy, for you, then you're not in the right place. If it's too complicated for you, then that's probably where you need to be, so that way you can excel and expand your mind to want to learn. Some people are very good visual and audio learners. Some are one, some are none, and some are both. But you just have to find what's right for you. It's not like you can go in a store and buy a t-shirt that's one size fit all. Everything is not all, it's not always one size fit all or one size fit most. You have to see what fits and works for you.
What I appreciate most about what your advice for teens, if it's challenging, that's what we want. Because oftentimes our people are going into fields that are oversaturated, where there are new fields they never offered when I was back in college. There was no such thing as STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math. The technology of the future, when we look into fields that are making the most money, information technology, we cannot allow our generation, our legacy, to be overlooked from things just because we don't know what it is. That's the challenge. That's the very thing that you pursue. So if you're a teenager out here listening to Miss Nikki, understand that the most important thing is to have this conversation with your parents, the same way she sat down with her son. Open up the wholeness of the why, so that you won't actually just ascribe to the stereotype of, you know, I'm a bad boy. No, you're not. You're just bored and super intelligent. And if your parent is not the person that you can go to, find a mentor, because two adults will get together, two heads are better than one, and they will get you in the programs that you need. Your mentor can speak to your parent.
Absolutely.
Now, right now, you're dealing with the exit strategy for graduating this December, and we have this exit strategy that you prepared all the way in middle school for this young man to turn 18. Tell us, what are the tips to having a proper exit strategy, and what's the risk when we don't have one?
Well, again, it goes back to researching and knowing exactly what you want. A lot of times you come across some students or some parents who want certain things for their child, but it may not be the right fit for them. As far as preparing the plan, do it together. Or if you're not able to do it with your parents because they may not be as skilled and versed in that area, find a trusting adult or someone who is been down that path to steer and guide you in the right direction. Look at community mentors or big brothers or big sisters, or just reach out to someone who has done it before. As far as preparing your plan, just first know what you want. And in order to know what you want, you have to first know yourself. And then build upon that. Not everyone is meant to go to college. Not everyone is meant to go straight into the work field. Although we would love for everyone to go to college and get some type of secondary education under their belt, because it makes you more of a prime candidate for modeled positions. It makes you more recruitable because it makes you, or allows the person who's looking at you to say, well, okay, this person has college experience, so they know about soft skills. They know about, they also possess the necessary skill sets to be able to fill certain positions. But all that comes into play as you are growing and developing in your high school years. So, like I said, just try to take full advantage of whatever opportunity comes your way and just maximize it to the fullest potential.
giving great advice.
And then the drawback and the setback of not having a plan is that it's never too late. It's never too late for you to accomplish your dreams and goals. Just try to just know what you want. Everyone doesn't have a set time frame for accomplishing things. I waited almost 20 years before I decided to go back and get my master's. And here it is, I'll be finishing up in December with my master's, and my oldest son will be graduating in June. So it's never too late to accomplish your dreams and goals. Just if you have minor setbacks that occur along the way, those are only detours to test you, to test the strength of your ability to forge on to what your dreams and goals are. Just continue to chart your path and just know that if detours are there, they're only just testing you to see how far you will go to try to reach your dreams and goals.
Nikki, I thank you for coming and blessing the people today. As a woman from my village, as we celebrate women's empowerment, I salute you for mastery. You have mastered womanhood. You have mastered motherhood. And you are in the pursuit on the end of the journey of receiving your master's.
Yes. Honey, yes. But you know, you said one thing that just struck home with me. It takes a village to raise a child. And you know, if each one of us takes the time to reach one, then just look how impactful that opportunity will be and how many people we will be able to empower if we all just took one and multiplied that 10 times over.
Thank you so much for coming on today and blessing the people with your testimony and giving parents and ladies and gentlemen an inspiration to know it's never too late. Let's get an exit strategy for whatever we're exiting are things that no longer serve us, and whatever we're entering into are limitless blessings, whatever we put our mind and our pursuit to. Nikki, thank you so much for coming on today. And when you graduate, would you mind coming back to the show and celebrating with us again?
Absolutely. I thank you for having me, and this has been a wonderful experience. And I hope something that I said along the way has been something to richly bless someone and empower them and allow them to be able to excel and reach their goals and dreams as well.
All right. Thank you. And thanks to everyone for listening. Once again, this is your girl, Queen Sunny Honey. This has been the Caribbean Radio Show, where we are the knowledge station. Until next time, do bye-bye, boo.